Hey everyone, Cliffo and Gabby, thank you for downloading The Catch-Up. Mm-hmm. Does anyone else feel like it's the end of the week?
Oh
like
my God.
Date of production today for The Catch-Up today is the 26th of November 2020.
Which is a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
But it feels like Friday. And I feel like the closer to the end of the year we get, the slower the days and the weeks are going.
It's so
Do you
true.
Feel
it's
that?
Slow motion.
We I are feel just like waiting.
We're a meter away from the finish line of the marathon, but I just
and
can't cross
we have
that
cement
ribbon.
Shoes. Like, oh!
I think that probably happens every November, December.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, anyway,
we'll get there.
Closer. We are a massive show today. Get all the highlights right now. This is the Cliffo and Gabby catch up. Thank you for downloading. The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Cliffo and Gabby's letter of the week.
Ah, this is the best. We are launching this because we've been so devastated we never won the Saturday Disney prize pack. So we've created our own where you can send us your letter and creation or artwork. Mm. And every week from next Friday till Christmas, we're going to have a letter of the week announced. So hit.com.au is where all the details are with the address to send it to. But get creating.
It's exactly what they did on Saturday, Disney. Yep. You want to have an afternoon and you want to send us a diorama.
Yeah.
Or like a project.
Or a shoebox.
Or a sculpture. Or a painting.
That looks like a bedroom or something.
Picture. I don't know. Get creative.
Whatever
with
you want to do.
We have $150 Mr. Toys online vouchers to give away. Make your home the fun zone at Mr. Toys. Shop online at mrtoys.com.au. So to get the ball rolling, I thought my six-year-old daughter and me would do like a letter of the week creation for you.
Fantastic.
All right.
You know you can't win, right?
Low-key hoping you might do the same for me tomorrow. we'll see about
we'll see
that.
We'll see how we go.
So yesterday I picked my daughter up from school.
Okay.
We went home. We had a bit of a craft-afternoon to create for you. A letter of the week, and I've actually given it to you. It's in a bag right now.
Do I open it?
You can open it whenever you want. Presenting Gabby to you right now, what I've called Cake Box Gabby. So,
this is amazing. Is this me?
We've created you.
It's a little portrait of me.
On an old cake box. So it's got your head, and you've got a dress, you've got arms, you've got wonky donkey legs.
Is that big?
And there's Bear. We've done Bear.
Oh, my chihuahua's on the back.
On the back as well.
Aww.
So while my six-year-old daughter and I were creating this, I hit record, Gabs.
Yes.
So what I'm about to play to you, this is the making of Cake Box Gabby. Okay. And then my daughter did most of the drawing, and then I had to stick it all on the box because she was kind of bored.
Right, she was done by it. Okay.
So what you're hearing is the making of Cake Box Gabby, and then me revealing the final Cake Box Gabby to my six-year-old daughter.
So I'm trying to make Gabby's legs all wonky donkey.
Yeah.
How is that?
Good.
Yeah. What have you done?
I've drawn Gabby's head and her hair, and I also draw a crown on her.
My word, she has very sharp teeth, doesn't she? I would hate for her to bite me. It'd be like a vampire.
Yeah, but she's not really a vampire. That's how I do teeth.
What do you think she looks like?
She looks like a queen.
A beautiful queen?
Yeah.
Da 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 da! What do you think of Cake Box Gabby?
She looks good.
Looks good? Anything else you want to say?
No, I'm just saying that she looks good.
All right, that's all we're saying. She looks good.
Anyway, goodbye. And hello, and hello, and hello, and hello, and hello, and hello, and goodbye, and doodle.
Like I said, she got a
she
bit
bored. She was definitely done by the
she
end.
She was done. But,
but I do look like a queen.
You do. Producer Kelly, can we take a photo of this, maybe? And get it out on our socials?
Yeah, let's do it. Adorable.
Oh, that's adorable.
If you want to get involved, guys, all the details, hit.com.au. Let me just put it out there. I've set the bar low with Cake Box Gabby.
I'll see what I can do for you tomorrow.
It's only uphill from here, all right?
We've spoken many a time, Cliffo, about how as you get older, you wake up with rando aches and pains and you have no idea why, where or how this has occurred.
It's a 30-plus thing.
It's a 30-plus
thing. If you're in your
thing.
20s right now and you don't relate, just wait. You'll hit 30 and the day after your 30th.
You'll wake up sore
for no reason.
Well, for me, I've randomly recently gotten some foot pain. I've never had foot pain in my life, but I've had this pain in my arch. And so I had to go see a podiatrist for the first time ever. And she said, you're old, but also you need to stop wearing thongs every day, all day, because that's not good for your feet. So I had to go out and purchase some little white sneakers because I noticed all the kids are wearing white sneakers and dresses these days, and it's a nice little fashion statement, Cliffo. But it did get a little confused because back in our day...
You're not doing yourself any favours, are you?
I'm not. But back in the day, like in the 90s when etnies and skater shoes were in, you always tucked your laces in. Having a bow on the top of your shoe was very uncool.
Yeah, you just tighten the laces.
And shove them up.
Put them behind the tongue of the shoe.
Yeah, exactly. You'd hide the bow.
It's quite uncomfortable. Often the laces
so
would be tangled around your feet. But it didn't matter because it looked cool.
Exactly. Or you get like the imprint of the... Oh, it was horrible.
The lace on the top of your foot.
Yes. So I was tying up my sneakers and I was like, I really don't want to be uncomfortable. I'm not that interested in being uncomfortable anymore. And I was like, but I need to find out what the cool way to wear white sneakers is. So I called my 13-year-old niece and I was like, Izzy, do I have to hide my laces?
She'd be like, I've been waiting for this call.
It's begun.
I've been expecting
it has
this.
Begun.
Your coolness levels have been dropping year on year. I've
you
been
need
waiting
my help.
And I'm here.
Yes. And that was exactly her reaction. She was like, no. We all tie our laces in a bow these days. It's fine. That's cool. That's what we do. And I was like, thank God.
That's a win for you.
That is
Gabby.
A win for anyone wearing white sneakers today. But it did make me think on 13 10 60. Who do you get your cool advice from?
Oh, good one.
Because as you get older, you get less and less in touch with what the kids are doing these days. And sometimes you need to touch base and make sure you don't look silly.
Yeah. Look, 13 10 60 is the phone number.
Yeah.
Has someone listening, I'm sure there'd be people listening, right, been in Gabby's position.
Is this the cool way or is it not the cool way?
See, because you're
it?
In your early 30s as well. You know, you haven't got kids yet. You're engaged to be married.
Yeah.
You know, you're still at the stage of life where, you know, you could be cool.
I could be. I want to be the cool auntie. That's my title. I am the cool auntie.
I've pretty much given up. Once you,
you don't care about being
have
cool
children
anymore.
And you go and buy one of those big Bunnings wide brim hats. To mow the lawn.
That's the
cut-off? Point where you go, it's over.
It's over.
Because it used to be my brother. Because he's a few years younger than me and he's always been like, I wasn't too popular at school. He was popular.
So you got advice from him.
He would always just offer advice.
Yeah.
And up until about sort of your age, I was still regularly getting it from him. Mm. Had kids. Stop.
Didn't care anymore. Well, 13 10 60, who do you get your cool advice from?
Sky on 13 10 60 still getting cool advice. How are you this morning, Sky?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Good, Sky. Who do you get your advice from?
I have a 13-year-old daughter that I get my advice.
Oh, that's because 13 is the perfect age, hey, because they're so into what is cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just turned 33 last week and got all my birthday money, and she decided that it was time for a wardrobe update for me.
Oh.
So we went shopping and I wasn't allowed to buy anything that she didn't approve of.
That's good. Hey, and
I love
at least
that.
You're succumbing to it. You're not being like that mum from Mean Girls. It's like with a drink in her hand.
Yeah.
I'm a cool mum.
Yeah. There's no alcohol unless you want it.
Do you want some in there? Because I'd rather you
don't
drink
do
at home. 13 10 60. Morning, Anna.
Morning.
Who do you get your cool advice from, Anna?
So I'm 28 and I own a beauty salon and we get all our really cool advice from high school students.
Right.
All of our clientele.
So what's the cool advice you've received recently? What's awesome?
Put the pen down, Gabby.
Anything like lip glosses back in. Lip gloss is super cool now.
Oh,
right.
Right. Yeah.
All right, getting my lip glosses back out from the 90s.
Everything old is new again, huh?
It doesn't go out of date, does it?
Fads are back. Lip gloss was cool when I was around. 13 10 60, Donna is here. Hey, Donna.
Hey, guys, how we going?
Good, Donna. Who do you get your cool advice from?
So I'm in the shops and I literally will ask the closest teenager.
Wow. Yeah.
Straight up, you guys are teenagers. I just say, I'm buying this for my daughter. She's 10. Glitter putty. Is that still a thing? Yes or no?
Oh, so this is cool advice for presents, not for yourself?
Oh,
or
mate,
both?
If a bit of both. So glow-in-the-dark stars, I'll give you the hint. That's also in right up to the age of 16.
Right,
they love the glow-in-the-dark
stars. You're right across it. I'm just
I'm
picturing
all over
the,
this.
The kids are walking there. You grab them. Their mates go, who was that?
I don't know.
Some old woman.
Wants to be cool.
Cliffo and Gabby.
This is HIT. You must be the Monopoly guy.
Thanks for the free parking.
We love a Monopoly board, and we also love a limited edition Monopoly board. There's actually a really special one that's just been launched here in Australia. It's for communities who have gone through a tough time. So we actually have Charlotte Walkins from Winning Moves on with us right now to talk us through it. How are you, Charlotte?
Great, great. How are you guys?
Good,
thank you.
So you guys, Winning Moves, so Hasbro owns Monopoly, but you guys actually make the magic in Australia.
Yeah, so we make all their branded versions of all their much-loved games from Monopoly, Cluedo, Trivial Pursuit, and we make a whole lot of our other games too, things like Top Trumps card games and multiple other ones. So
oh, fun
a lot
stuff.
Of games keep people entertained this year.
We're moving towards that.
We've needed that this year.
Yeah, with ISO and stuff, and then moving towards Christmas as well, too. A lot of the board games are going to be pulled out. Tell us more about this. This is fantastic. This, I guess, community edition of Monopoly, because it's going to help out some Queensland communities. It actually features our Queensland communities of Bundaberg, Noosa and Winton, but it's all for a good cause.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, we just wanted to create something that would kind of bring Australian communities together after this, you know, it's been a pretty tough year. So, yes, we've created this Australian Community Relief Monopoly and a puzzle of it, just because you might have seen puzzles have gone wild this year. Just to celebrate Australia and its communities. And with that, we're donating $5 from every Monopoly sold and $2 from every puzzle sold to the Australian Red Cross. So that's from us and the key retailers, you know,
so
such as Big W, Sanity, QED, the Iconic, and look, many, many more people are supporting it. So it's awesome.
It's so good. Yeah, it's all the regions that were severely impacted by drought and fire in 2020. So, you know, we forget that the fires happened this time last year because so much has happened since. But there have been so many disasters. So it's bringing the community together. But is it bringing the community together when you play it, Charlotte? That's the question. How many board flips have you seen?
I've seen a few. I've yet to do one myself. But, you know, no one is alone in having done that activity before. There's a lot of people out there.
Can we I'm going to turn this into Shark Tank for a minute and just pitch an idea.
Yeah.
What about an unflippable board? It's stuck to the table.
Like a coffee table printed with Monopoly.
Yeah, maybe it's made out of some sort of heavy lead. I don't know. But I played mostly growing up board games with my brother.
Yeah.
And when you got two young, you know, hormonal teens.
Hot-headed guys.
Trying to play. Man, I saw many a board flip. And I remember one time my brother actually got showered with Uno cards.
Oh, yeah.
He played three draw fours in a row and I just whacked the cards at him. So anyway, we thought, hey, Charlotte, on 131060, we're going to open up the phones on this.
Yeah, in celebration.
We want to celebrate board game tantrums. And, you know, Queensland, nominate someone. Like, who flipped the board?
Yes.
Who just...
The real thing.
Yeah, the real thing. Give us your real board game tantrums.
Extra points if it is Monopoly, because you've got the motels and the houses and all the little bits and pieces that are across the board. And a lot goes flying.
It's actually dangerous, Charlotte, because that's just your shrapnel, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got to be careful about putting points on those little pieces.
Totally. The mast of the battleship back in the day of Monopoly. That thing's dangerous.
You got to blunten it down.
Yeah. But 131060 lines are open. We want your ultimate board game tantrums. Who threw one? Flipped the board. Took their board. Went home. I'm out. 131060 board game tantrums. It hit. Jada is here right now. Is it Jada?
Yes.
Good morning, Jada. How are you?
Who is it for you, Jada?
My sister.
Oh, it's your sister. So which game?
Monopoly.
Okay.
Gotcha. Has she actually flipped a board before or she's just flipped out?
No, she flipped the board.
Yeah. Oh. The thing with the board game flip is you think it's going to be a lot more violent and grand than it actually is.
Yeah.
Because often when you flip the board, it will just fold itself back over itself, trapping all of the contents. But was this a one-off thing, Jada, or she was a regular board flipper?
Regular board flipper.
Okay.
So do you still play games with her now, or is she banned now?
Oh, no, we still play games with her every now and again.
And then you remember why you don't.
I would encourage
it. Oh, really?
Yeah. Bring it on.
You like the drama.
We do it just for the payoff at the end. Tara's here. Morning, Tara.
Morning. Hello, Clifford. Hi, Gabby.
Hello, Tara. Who is it for you? Who's the board flipper?
My sister and my whole family at home.
Your whole family? Oh, wow. Maybe there's some anger issues going through your family.
Tara, is it really the whole family and, like, not you? Are you telling us right now, like, you're the normal one and everyone else flips?
Well, we all argue over Monopoly and how it's unfair and all the rules. get out the rule book, and we all argue over it.
Right.
So it just, instead of becoming nice family time at Christmas, it becomes a family nightmare.
All in.
All in brawl.
All in brawl. Merry freaking Christmas! Get our catch up all the time, hit.com.au. or the free Hits Network app. Some great calls on the catch-up yesterday from Queenslanders who were doing something that I hadn't heard of before until my mate Lies put it out on social media. Lies will get home from work and then sit in her car, often for more than 30 minutes.
Which is insane. It's a long amount of time.
Just kind of relaxing before her evening rituals begin.
Relaxing.
I'm just going to have a relaxation.
Pre-relax.
I don't know. Look, I can understand people with kids and stuff like that. Like, when you actually get inside, it's like your second job actually starts.
Yeah, that's true.
So a lot of people are doing this. This is Liza's reasons for, you know, what she actually did.
All right, so it's 14.
Sorry. What are you doing?
I'm either on emails, on Instagram, watching a YouTube video. And the seats are really comfortable in my car. The aircon's nice. Oh, probably a good 35 minutes, I would say, on average.
A long time, huh?
It's a very long time. And Liz doesn't have kids, does she?
No, she doesn't. A lot of people backed her up, though. People with kids, people without kids, people are doing it. They're getting home from work and they're just sitting in the car for a prolonged period of time. I've never done it before. Yeah. I thought, as a bit of an experiment, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
But I set myself the rule of not picking up my phone.
That's tough.
I wanted it to be more like a meditation, like I wanted to eat, pray, love.
for half an hour, Gabby. In the car.
Well, to see how long I could get. So So we finished about lunchtime. So the experiment started when I got home just after lunchtime yesterday.
Okay.
Have a listen. This is what went down.
All right. So it's 14 past 12, nearly quarter past 12. Just got home. I am sitting in the driveway. Wish me luck. Alright, 20 past 12. Been here for about 5 minutes. I've had to crank the aircon up because it's getting hot. I'm in the direct sunlight and I'm bored. I thought I heard a siren before, but it may have been a bird. 23 past 12. I can confirm it wasn't a siren. It was a bird, because a weird looking bird with like a blue chest flew past the back of the window. I only just caught it because I saw it in the rearview vision mirror, but there was a bird. I'm pretty bored. It's 12:26. There's a bit of a breeze. The breeze is blowing a tree that's kind of out my left window. That's moving a bit. That's the thing. It's 12:30. I've been here for like 15, 16 minutes. I just saw a butterfly. And that really excited me. And I thought, wow, that's beautiful. You know how they're like, they're born a slug or something, aren't they? And they flourish into a butterfly. And it's time that I flourished the hell out of the car. And I become a butterfly in my house with Netflix playing in the background with a packet of chips in front of me. This is dumb. This is stupid. This experiment was a failure. Don't sit in your car in the driveway. It's silly, okay? I'm just, it's not a thing for me. I'm sorry. If you do it, I'm sorry. It's just not me.
So I lasted 16 minutes. 16 minutes.
And the highlight was a butterfly.
I did, like, I played back part of that last night. I was editing at home and my wife heard it and she goes, I did a lot of experiments in science class. I don't remember any of them ending with a tantrum. And I'll pay that.
She never went to my science class then.
Lifo and Gabby.
This is HIT.
Hello, Potters. Thank you for listening. It is Cliffo and Gabby just interrupting the catch-up with an Alpha Bucks clue, an answer for tomorrow, Friday the 27th of November 2020.
The answer is library.
Library.
Have you been to a library in a while?
No.
No.
No. I haven't.
No, but they're great places to go for quiet.
I did go to one a little while ago because they had a laminator. I needed to laminate something. That was when I was becoming a celebrant.
I needed a laminator.
And I went there because it's cheaper than Officeworks.
There's a tip for you.
Here's an AlphaBucks tip for you as well. Library is an answer for AlphaBucks. In the morning, it hits.
Cliffo and Gabby's Naughty 640. Can you handle what
I'm about to do? It's our favourite time of the week.
Highlight for you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Get ready to get
it actually is.
Hot under that collar.
Loosen that
tie. I feel like watching this must be We should get more videos out, I reckon, producer Carly, because I reckon watching this...
Of Gabby's face?
Yeah.
Or you saying it?
I think I put a lot of my body into delivering these, you know?
Yeah, and I'm like enthralled but uncomfortable at the same time. Yeah.
Gabby's brows can never get any higher.
Sort of like when your parents talk about sex, isn't
it? You're like, ooh, but keep going. No, but wait. That's not right. Anyway,
you heard it here first. Gabby said keep going.
Weird.
All right, so it's parental erotica. It's where I talk about new parenting stuff I've experienced, new husband stuff, like being a husband to my beautiful wife, Michelle, but I do it like a romance novel.
Is this from your perspective or your wife's perspective?
No, my wife's. I feel that I write better as a woman.
You do, but we just need to set that up at the start.
This is from my wife's perspective, and the idea for this parental erotica entry came to me when I was lifting the Christmas tree and its big box down from the roof cavity, and I didn't have a shirt on. So, enjoy. Here we go. Cliffo's Parental Erotica, Volume 12. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a sexy, sweaty Christmas hubby. The tree's not the only thing going up this weekend. The temperature rises as I cup a bauble, one in each hand. My loins quiver as I lean over his crutched-down, shirtless body to hook one of the baubs over a barb. Just when I think the situation couldn't get hotter, he goes rogue on me, tightening a length of blue tinsel across the tree base. What else are you going to tie up with that tinsel? I ask in a not-so-subtle voice. Not much, he replies. I don't think it has the structural integrity to hold a lot of weight. Sexy teacher vibes. Teach me, boy. Teach me. That'll get me on Santa's naughty list. 100% of the time, it works. Every time. Ho, ho, ho. Anyway, think about that when you're putting the Christmas tree up this weekend, Queensland.
The Hit Breakfast Show.